You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. As it is 20 till 11 AM here on this Monday, February 26th, it's time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Kurt Ellison from Polk County Veterans Affairs. And well, Kurt, how are you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing well, and well, it's been a little bit since we've had you on. Pretty busy time of year, so what's new?
Not a whole lot of new stuff. You know, we're just kind of looking for the future here. You know, we got a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple of months. You know, the big one is in April. We got our Veterans Day on the Hill, which we go down to the state capitol and talk to legislators and kind of let our voice be heard for veteran bills that we want to get passed and some changes, some good changes coming up. So yeah, we're still doing that. You know, right now I do have a bus, a 55 passenger bus reserved to leave here in Crookston on that day. That's April 17th at 5:30 in the morning, and I'm still looking for passengers. So if you want to come on out and come on down to St. Paul with us and talk to legislators about certain veterans benefits, And just kind of advocate for veterans, please let me know you'd like to come. You don't have to be a veteran to come. You just have to be a veteran advocate. You can be a son, daughter of a veteran, or mother, wife, spouse of a veteran, whoever you may be. If you want to come on down, let me know. We got plenty of spots on the bus. Right now, I think I maybe have 5 people. So if I don't get about 15 by the middle of March, I probably have to cancel the bus. It's just not going to be worth it if we only have that many people. So please let me know if you're willing to come on down, and if you got more questions about Veterans Day on the Hill, give us a call.
So what's the importance of going to this Veterans Day on the Hill and making sure that you actually are physically there at the Capitol?
Well, it makes a big difference seeing, you know, especially with the legislators, seeing a number of veterans advocates coming from the Northwest too, of course. You know, our voice needs to be heard as well. You know, it's not just for veterans down in the city areas. We up here in Northwest Minnesota, we also need to make sure veterans are taken care of. So we need to make sure that our voices are heard and legislators know what we're looking for too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and by having those numbers there, it makes a big difference. It opens their eyes and said, okay, if they're willing to come here at 5:30 in the morning on a bus all the way down here to come talk to us, they must really mean it. You know, it must really mean something.
And so, spend all day there,
and
lobbying for, you know, all kinds of great changes to be made.
Exactly. Yep. So that's why it's so important.
Yeah.
So more the merrier.
Yeah, and that physical presence can really carry a lot more weight than just saying something or, you know, tweeting or whatever.
Or just even write a letter. Yep, it makes a big difference just when you're sitting there, and that's what we do. We sit with the legislators in a room, our legislators, and we sit there and we tell them how we feel about certain bills and what we want to see happen.
Is there anything that you have on your agenda right now that you feel comfortable sharing?
There's a lot of property tax exclusion stuff we got kind of in the mix. That's, you know, right now they do have that for veterans that are 70% or higher or 100%ers. So we're looking at trying to change some of that stuff and some of the amounts. It hasn't been changed for many years. So right now, if you're 70% or higher, under 100%, you get $150,000 off your property tax value. We're looking to change that to $200,000. And if you're a 100% veteran, total and permanent, you get $300,000 off your property tax value. We're looking to change that to $400,000 because obviously property taxes or property values have gone up in the last how many years. So
yeah.
So that's where we're looking to change. That one's kind of the biggest one for me. And there's some other disposal ones as well for DIC that we're looking to do as well, which I won't get in too much of that because we could spend the whole time here. So, but yeah, no, some good stuff going on. So if you're interested, give me a call and I can kind of explain what we're looking to do. So
a couple of hopefully really good changes on the horizon.
Yep. Yep.
So again, the date for that, at least when you guys
April
are going
17th.
Down. All right. So we will have our eyes on that, and then I think later that week it's going to be another event coming up.
Yep, that's the big one. That's another big one. So April 19th at the Crookston Armory from 10 to 3, we have our annual Polk County Veterans Benefit Fair. So what that consists of is we have, right now I have about 20 vendors that are going to come in there, and they have benefits benefits and different items for veterans and their and advocates and veterans and their families that'll be at the event. So a bunch of vendors that are there to talk to veterans about what they provide for veterans. So we're looking to, you know, to add more vendors. So if you're a vendor and you'd like to come, or if you're a veteran or a veteran advocate, please come to the event. I do provide a free meal, so that's kind of a bonus. We probably will see some more raffles this year. So, you know, if you're looking to maybe win something, or, you know, maybe donate some money, this is a good place to come. Yep, so that's April 19th from 10 to 3 at the Crookston Armory.
What's the purpose of having an event like this?
Because of what we do as veterans advocates or as veterans service officers, we deal with so many different types of nonprofit organizations and federal and state benefits out there. It's good to have them come and actually present what they have for veterans. So yeah, you can come to my office. I can explain to you what, you know, what Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs does, you know, but it's better to actually sit down in front of these people and ask them questions and see what actually is out there for veterans. So there's a lot more detail to it when you actually sit next to that person that does that job.
And who knows, maybe that could open someone's eyes to something they didn't even know that was out there.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. That's the main thing, is to get veterans in and make sure they're taken care of. So maybe there's something that, you know, we haven't thought of for that veteran, but they're going to their veterans benefit fair and they're seeing a vendor that has something for them that, like you said, opens their eyes. So, okay, well, then they might ask more questions. You might find more things we can do for them as well. So it makes a big difference.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, this benefits the veterans, and that's what you guys are here for.
Exactly. Yep, that's the number one goal.
So again, that'll be on April 19th from 10 to 3, so really busy week there.
Yep. I usually sleep pretty good the weekend after. So, but yep, so be very busy. But yeah, definitely please come on out. Come and check out the fair, and if you want to go on the bus ride to Veterans Day on the Hill, let me know.
And then there's a couple of different bonuses out there as well.
Yep. So what you're talking about would be the 9/11 bonus, which we've talked about in the past. So if you served after 2001, after 9/11 and up to 2020, and you served regular active duty service, you are eligible for a bonus through the state of Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. It's either $600 bonus or $1,200 bonus, depending on what kind of medals you have. And, you know, the new change this year, which we talked about last time, is before you had to be a Minnesota resident when you signed up for the service, now you do not. Now you just have to be a Minnesota resident today and have served after 9/11. So if you have not signed up for the bonus, I suggest doing it, because, to be honest, June 2024 is when it's done.
Okay.
So we're getting close to that time when you can't do it. So
yeah. So that deadline, just a couple of months away, I guess. We're about to turn the page to March, so just a couple months left. Yep,
it's coming fast, and we do, you know, every week we seem to find one or two that haven't signed up. They just heard about it, and they call us, and they say, oh, I got to sign up, and we get them through, so, yep. So
yeah, that's good to hear that people are still signing up during this time. How can people sign up?
Well, so the easiest way to do it is give us a call. We this is one of the only benefits where we'll actually say, hey, you can actually do this online. If you're not good with a computer, we'll actually have you come meet us in the office. We'll do a paper form. But this is one you can do online. But give us a call first. We'll kind of tell you what it's going to all entail and what you need to do first.
Okay. So. And then people will go through the process after that.
Yep. Yeah, it's actually real simple, to be honest. Yep. It's about a five-minute application, and send it in, and you should have a check within a week.
All right, so that's...
Yeah, they're pretty quick.
Yeah, that's great that it's one of those where it's not that long of a process.
No, this one ain't too bad.
Yeah, it doesn't take up a whole lot of time, and quick turnaround, too, with the check coming within about a week or so.
Yeah, I just did one 2 weeks ago, and he had the check within 4 or 5 days.
All right.
So it lets me know that MDVA isn't getting a whole lot of applications at this time, so it's definitely a good time to do it. So before, you had to wait about 6 weeks to get paid, but now it's about 4 or 5 days. So
all right, so and I'm sure we'll keep rehashing that topic throughout the next couple of months too,
of course
that's a very, very important bonus that's out there for those veterans. And the free license and registration too, that's been going on for the last month or so.
So that was new for this year. So that's one of the biggest bills. We went and talked to our legislators last year for on Capitol Day or Veterans Day on the Hill at the Capitol. So that did go through, so that, you know, if you're 100% service-connected veteran receiving compensation, you get free license registration up to 2 vehicles. And starting in July, you have no sales tax. You pay no sales tax when you buy a vehicle. It actually includes an RV, too, but we have to get on specifics of that. Hmm. So that's a great, great benefit that came out this year. So if you're 100% total and permanent veteran, you get free license registration up to 2 vehicles. So definitely use those benefits. If you're not sure where to get your award letter for that, give us a call. We'll get it for you.
And that's just kind of furthering that point of it's a reason why you want to go down to the hill, because that, as you just mentioned, that's something that would not have might not have happened, I should say, if you guys hadn't been there.
Probably not, you know, because, you know, if you ever get a chance to see this event or just see how many veteran advocates go down there, you'll see why it makes a difference, because, you know, we're coming from all over different parts of the state. So when you go down there, there's, I'm not sure what the number is, there's thousands of veteran advocates talking to the legislators about different bills. So it's a big impact.
Are you talking with other people down there too? Like kind of, you know, bouncing ideas off of each other when you're there, or I guess what takes place when you're down at the hill?
Usually by the time we get down there, we have an idea of what we're looking for bills. So that's kind of cut and dry at that point. But we do talk, you know, yeah, you're going to talk to other veteran advocates throughout the whole state and see what's going on for them or what they're looking for too. So
do you guys coordinate that beforehand as well?
Not as much. Well, we do get together in a big auditorium before the actual event. So when we have dinner and, or lunch, I should say, and we do talk, you know, it's a lot of talking, a lot of speakers. So, and, speakers are coming up to talk about what we're looking to do. And then we go to the Capitol, and after you're done at the Capitol, we go talk to our legislators from our districts. So,
And you get to talk to a lot of people that probably share the same views as you. So that's just another benefit. There's just so many rewards going down to the hill.
Exactly. And you can learn so much from others. So, yep.
What are some things that you've learned?
Just what they're looking for, what they specifically need in their area as compared to ours. So, or you talk to some of the people that write those legislative bills that we're looking for, you know, what they're looking to do next year. You know, I kind of like to have a good idea what we're going to do next year as well. So it just depends. Every time I go down there, I learn something, so, which is good.
So you're already looking ahead to the 2025 trip.
I'm always looking at it.
Yeah.
yep. Because it does affect our office, as you can tell. I mean, if this, you know, the 9/11 bonus, that was because of a legislative change as well. You know, every time something like that happens, it does change what happens in my office. So I'm always looking for the future.
And we've been talking about that 9/11 bonus for quite some time as well.
It should have been 2 years in July when it came out. So, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
yep.
So that's and still around, and again, that's going to be closing up here in just a couple months. So important that people get to the 9/11 bonus, and then there's the SSAP as well.
Yep. So the once a lifetime special needs grant for any veteran or widow of a veteran if they haven't used it for things like car repairs, medical bills. I call it the furnace bill because we do use it a lot for furnaces. Seems like in October, a lot of veterans or widows of veterans call me and say, my furnace just went out. I said, okay, I know what grant we need to use, but that does work pretty well to get a new furnace and air conditioning unit, depending on what's going on. But yeah, so there's once a lifetime grant for any veteran. You know, they don't really like to say cap, but the cap is usually max at $15,000. So it's been a great benefit to use. So if you are in need of car repairs, house repairs, medical bills. They don't do credit cards, but if you're in a financial bind, give me a call and we can look and see what we can do for you.
And again, this applies to any veteran and their widow?
Yes. So if it was a veteran passed away and neither the veteran or the widow ever used the benefit, they can apply for it. Right. Same thing with the dental and optical grant that comes with this as well, and that's more income-based. So if you're interested in that, you got to make sure you give us a call, and we'll look at your income and see if you're eligible for the dental and optical.
For any question, what is that phone number to call?
Also, the best number to call us is, you know, our main office at Crookston is 218-281-3066. I also have my cell phone. My work cell is 218-280-5506. The cell phone usually is on me 24/7, so if it's real important or emergency, give me a call, and I'll try to pick up. But the main office number we want you to use is the Crookston number, 218-281-3066.
And then next week you'll be out for a couple of days.
Oh, yep. So every year, me and Kelly, my assistant, County Veteran Service Officer, we do have to, you know, have required training every year. So next week we'll be in Bemidji from the 5th through the 7th. So our office will be closed. I do have my work cell phone on me at the event, so if you need something, give me a call, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So with that said, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we're here to assist the veterans in the community. And we're not always in the office because we have things like this, or if I'm out for meetings in St. Cloud or whatever the case may be. So we ask, please make an appointment if possible. We don't mind helping walk-ins, but we don't like it when veterans come to our office and we're not there. We kind of feel bad, but that's just how it is because we're only two people for a clientele about 4,000. So please give us a call, make an appointment. That way we can make sure you're taken care of.
Anything else that we need to mention today?
No, I think we kind of got her. Let me look at my notes here real quick. No, I think that kind of got her. So I'll just kind of say that my office schedule real quick. So Kelly's in Crookston Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 every day. And then myself, I'm in Crookston Monday through Fridays. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm in East Grand Forks. And then Wednesdays, I'm in Fawston and McIntosh. So I move around quite a bit. So if you're trying to get a hold of me, use the cell phone number, 218-280-5506.
Well, Kurt, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program. Look forward to our chat down the road.
All right. Thank you so much.
So that was Kurt Ellison from Polk County Veterans Affairs here on